CMBR Show. DJ Cola. Hey, 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 folks, and welcome back to another episode of the CMBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. I want to know, have you seen Black is King? I'm telling you, Beyonce did it again. Today, we're going to talk about how the industry has completely changed during this pandemic. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Never charge you for anybody else singing. She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna mean a pretty but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5 mine and I grind. Yeah, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you owe me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip broke the levy when my killer's rolling.
I think tonight she might pray her brain. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
More like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Cause
there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me the same skin taking over. Most things out of focus view, but when you're in the room, they know. You in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you.
Brown skin girl,
your skin just like pearls.
Brown skin girl,
you're black against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. Trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're black against the world. I'll never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I'll never trade you for anybody else.
Skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Never trade you for anybody else singing.
Yeah. Sure. Baby, oh, I'm not much of a talker. Baby, oh, can I drink from your water? Baby, oh, meet me down by the river. And then
dance to the rhythm till the sun is high and the water runs dry.
Yes, we can make it far.
Okay, let's get right into it. Black is King is everything. I want to just tell you, I took the opportunity to watch it over the weekend. I really thought it was something different than what I saw, but I realized it was a visual album as I began to watch it. And I can just tell you that some of the images that unfold really resonated with me, like it had something to do with my ancestors or my past. And I never knew some of these things. And it really made me want to cry. I became really super emotional, and I connected with it. So today we're talking about how the music industry has really changed, how this pandemic has changed our lives. We are a visual people, we really are. And now that we are using more Zoom, we're using more Facebook group, we're using, you know, Skype and all these different ways to see each other. We're having to connect through technology as opposed to being able to touch people and transfer energy through touch and sight in person. So I think that music, the music industry and the art industry and many other industries have changed because we're so used to being able to talk to people in person and influence them based on facial expressions or emotions or feelings or a touch, when we may not be able to do that in today's time anymore with the pandemic. We don't know what our new normal is going to be. We've been doing this wearing masks and only seeing people's eyes and since March. And I think it's beginning to desensitize us. And one of the ways that we can get back connected is through the vibration of music. Now, this might sound foreign in the sense of using vibration as a form of communication, but if you go back to the beginning of time, before, you know, we became as sophisticated as we are as a culture, we did communicate with each other through song. We did communicate with each other through vibration. We did communicate with each other through a look. I remember distinctively getting looks when I was a kid that let me know that I needed to straighten up. So a look, just a look within itself, could absolutely do all that's needed. I'd have to say I really applaud Beyoncé for having the vision for a people, not just for herself and her surroundings, but for a whole culture, a whole people, a whole America, a whole black culture, a whole continent, a whole world. Really, it's a world vision that she has, and it should, we really got to respect that she's able to communicate it and implement it the way she's been doing. So let's talk a little bit about the record industry. You no longer have to have a record label come along and sign you and say that you're good enough. A lot of people are doing this. They're singing on TikTok. They're singing on YouTube. They're singing on all forms of social media, and they're gaining followers. And from those followers, they're creating their own fame. Now, fame doesn't always equal money. Fame is fame. Money is money. I once saw a movie where the gentleman that was sitting in the left seat, the guy told him, "I'm going to make you rich." The gentleman sitting in the right seat, he told him, "I'm going to make you famous." The gentleman who was in the right seat decided, "Let's switch places," because the fame wasn't what he wanted. He wanted the money. So if you're doing it and you want the money, today's time, you can really do it for yourself. And here is how you get started. First, you want to have a business plan. With any business, you want to make sure you have a business plan. What are your startup costs? Who's your target market? How much should you charge your customers? What would be the name of your company? As an entrepreneur, those are the first four things you have to ask yourself. You have to make sure that when you get started, you have a name that fits what you're going to do. Don't, you know, sell dinosaurs and name yourself, you know, the Mouse Factory, stuff like that. What are the costs that are involved with opening a record label? So starting a record label can go from $0 to $15,000 or more. Producing a record at a commercial sound studio can cost hundreds of dollars an hour, or you can produce it at home, in which case you just need to get it mastered. If you're going to go this route, be sure your talent is well rehearsed before entering the studio and that time is being used efficiently. So if you're going to go to a studio, be sure you already have everything written that you want to say. You already have the people with you who are going to go. You're all going to show up at the same time so that you maximize your time and your hours. Some label owners enter the field as audio engineers or music producers, and the recording talent becomes, you know, commercial or at their home studio. They record their talent at their home and their home studios. So that's one way that you can go. And some others, you know, they contract artists and then they just book their studio sessions for them. But they really focus on marketing and distributing the music. Now, there are companies who only distribute. Like, you can get a distribution deal and you can continue to have, keep everything in-house, everything else in-house. Graphic design also can cost hundreds of dollars. If you want to get a really cool logo or design, you may have to reach out to a company. There are companies that all they do is logo designs. You can use companies like Fiverr, or you can reach out to some local graphic design artists in your city, which there are many, 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 many people are drawing and making digital designs these days. Or it could be something simple that you just make up of your own. Manufacturing. It costs about $1 per unit for a CD and about $5 to $6 for vinyl to have it produced. Because of the steep cost in pressing music, many labels solely release digital music. Now, I can tell you that a lot of local artists and performing artists are using USB jump drives now to produce their music and put it out to the public. And honestly, I think that's kind of the best way to do it now, because a lot of people don't have CD players anymore. Most people are streaming their music, or some form of way they're listening to it digitally, even in their cars. So it's really the best way to go. Do that and add something visual, put it on social media, and get it out to your people like that. Entertaining networking. several hundreds of dollars a year or more, you'll frequently attend shows and hang out with talent. So everybody knows the best way or the biggest way that most artists make money now is by performing. Performing is where you make the bulk of your money. Events, parties, bookings, stuff like that. And right now, that's all difficult because of the pandemic. We really can't have a whole lot of people together, and you really can't book a venue and have an event. But what I found most recently, artists like Erykah Badu and some artists here locally where I live have started doing Zoom shows or Facebook shows, Facebook Live shows, and then they just put their Cash App up for a tip. And you can get a lot of money doing that, especially if you're a good artist and people really enjoy your music. So when we come back, we'll discuss a few more ways you can get into the record industry on your own. Stay tuned. You're listening to the CMBR radio show. Today we're talking about Black is King and how the record company has changed.
K-Ham Radio. We go ham.
Hello.
K-Ham Radio.
Rude Boys Artworks, custom airbrush art and apparel. Purchase online at www.rudeboysartworks.com.
I got drip for sale. I got drip for sale.
Yeah, I beat my face. Moving fast, cause I Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. Secure like the money in a safe. I look like it. Now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so lit.
I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for boo. Cause some nights be better with you. It's a homie, something kind of mood. And tonight we are. At home, I'm on my sneaker game. He say, where you from? Tell him out of space. Cause the back, the only thing I'm tryna chase. I'm in my head. Just tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat. Tiptoe, run ahead, have a light on my feet. That's how you do it, keep stunting on your enemies. Good vibes only. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for boo. Cause some nights be better with you.
She have a world vision, but she also has a vision for local independent artists. That was Chloe and Haley with Do It. As you know, they work with Beyonce currently on her album. We're talking today about how the record industry has changed, and we're talking a little bit about Black is King with Beyonce and loving what she did with her visual album. She is definitely in her own league. So you're listening to the CMBR radio show. It's your girl DJ Cola. I am so impressed with the visual album, all the different images, all the different tribes in Africa that were represented, and how she mixed that in with the African-American experience. Today we talked a little bit about how you can start your own record label if you are in the industry. The next thing we want to talk about is promotion. Typically a few thousand dollars is how much that costs. Some labels will work with publicists, music promoters, book agents, and others to increase their awareness and spur record sales. Radio play, ticket sales, live shows, all these things play into the promotion part. But let's just talk about legal services right now. $500 to $1,000 is what you can expect to get a good contract template online. And you're better off enlisting somebody professional, an attorney. I actually have an attorney that I work with from time to time who's an entertainment attorney out of New York, Western New York area. Professional guidance, at least with things in writing, is so important, because when you're talking about contracts, things that make sense to us in our regular English language mean something completely different in a contract. And sometimes there's fine print, so you don't want to get stuck in one of those contracts that doesn't allow you to make any money, but allows someone else to take over your creative works and your art. So stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about Black is King when we come back. You're listening to the CMBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola.
Yeah, yeah, and the wind is talking. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, for the very first time. Wait. Well, the melody that pulls you towards it, painting pictures of paradise. He's singing, rise up to the light in the sky. Watch the light lift your heart up. Burn your flame through the night. Whoa.
Can you? south. I'm going back, 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 where my roots ain't watered down.
So we're back. If the images that you've seen in the Black is King album didn't move you, you're just not living. Honestly, there are so many different levels and factors to the visual album that it has changed the record industry forever. I believe that you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to up your game when you're doing music now. She's definitely set the level pretty high. In regards to what a music video should look like and sound like. I want to know what you think. Tell me what you think out there. Reach out to us at CMBR Radio on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and let us know, what do you think about the Black is King visual album? Do you think that Beyonce has raised the bar, or did you not like it? Did you think you were going to be watching an actual film or movie, or did you understand the collaboration between her and Disney and what she's doing with that? So stay tuned and listen to a little more music, and as always, we'll catch you at the same time, same place next week.